people been talking about this in every forum we go. We used to have an old ambulance which was very was just considered as a death trap. When you take patients to Koforidua, when they get to the mountains, they get stuck over there on several occasions. And even we had written to region that it should be withdrawn from the route. And since then, we've been looking for assistance for a very long time. I have not had, and that is why we send this information out, looking for help, because it's very important for health service. Now, if you look at our maternity ward, we are only having about 10 beds capacity ward. And currently, even if you go there, even today, you will meet patients lying on the floor. Pregnant women, some after years, lying down with their babies on the floor, but the place is so choked. And it doesn't look well of us at this particular moment, the way we treat our pregnant, you understand. So we need to expand the place. Of course, we have to deliver. Currently, we have enough staff at least to deliver this.
But at times, some of your staff also contribute negative attitude to delivery.
Yeah, there can be something of that sort. You will have to tell me what negative aspect of it we are talking about. But in this case, we are now focusing on expanding to admit more clients.
You heard Dr. Ahmed Suleiman Tijani, Medical Superintendent of Akuse Government Hospital.